We'll start today with Eastern Michigan's Kevin Mondro, who's substituting. Rob Murphy could not make the call today, but we'll hear from Kevin. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. How's it going?
Good, and thanks for joining us. I usually ask every coach just come out with a general statement on how you guys feel non-conference play is gone, and then maybe a quick comment on, you know, looking ahead to conference play, what you guys have to do, and you know, what you've found out about your teams.
Sure. Well, first of all, I think you know, Rob's done a really good job with this team. I know he's really, really excited about, you know, starting MAC play on Saturday at Northern Illinois. We've had a challenging schedule, but I think we've done the most we can, you know, with it. You know, obviously want to win a couple more games, but I think he's really getting to learn these guys. They're getting to learn him. And, I mean, the bottom line is 0-0 on Saturday. And, you know, we know Mark's going to have his team ready and really looking for, you know, just to start MAC play and start this thing off.
Sounds good. If you have a question for Coach Mondro, please press star 1 at this time.
You have a question from Ethan Meyer, MAC Report.
Hi, Coach. How are you today?
Good, great.
Fine. Coach, can you talk about Jamel Harris and his progression? Has he become a number two option for the Eagles offense after Darnell Lampley?
I think he's right there. He's really active for us. He's done a really good job buying into our system. Had a pretty good stretch of games out in Santa Clara. And, you know, we're really, really happy how he's progressed. I mean, obviously just learning Coach Murphy and how our system and style is. But I love his athleticism. And I think his stats are a little misleading. I think he's going to have a really good MAC you know, season.
One thing about the game in Santa Clara against Air Force, was it just a defensive battle or was it just something else for that 42-37 type score?
I think both teams were pretty solid defensively. Both teams kind of mirrored each other, how they played defensively. You know, it was just one of those games, the second night of a back-to-back, where shots weren't going for either team. But, you know, we were right there. I don't think it's, you know, they're a very good team. And, you know, there was a lot of positives regarding, you know, regardless of the score to take from it. And, you know, we learned a lot about our team on that trip. And we're real anxious to get this going.
Thank you, Coach.
No problem.
Your next question comes from John Ragner of Teledio Blade Newspaper.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
You mentioned that you had learned some things about this team at the on the West Coast trip. Will you talk about what kinds of things you've learned, maybe not just there, but also through your non-conference schedule?
Well, anytime you play eight games, your last eight games on the road, and all eight of them been on the road. Last time we were home was against Michigan State in November. I think you're going to learn a little bit about the guys and who they are. You know, we've really got, you know, to the basics of defending and rebounding. And, you know, I think it's just with a new coach, like anything, it's going to take some time to learn his style and the way of play. And I think these guys are really starting to click and get how we want to be defensively. You know, this is, you know, this is like anything, it takes time, and these guys are really buying in. You know, we got a good group of kids, and, you know, it's just when you're not at home and when you're playing tough games in the road, when you got to go to Virginia Tech, I have to go to Purdue, have to go to Drake, you know, and the people we've played, obviously Syracuse, number one team in the country. I mean, all this, you know, obviously you don't want to do eight in the road, but we did it, we survived it, and I think that's the main thing. These guys, you know, coach has really challenged them. Okay, this is what hand we were dealt with. Now let's, you know, try to prepare ourselves for conference play. You know, it's a new year, and you know, just with these guys, just to have the opportunity to get back home again this month. Obviously, we have our first one on the road, but you know, it's a grueling stretch when you're on the road that much. And I'm not sure a mid-major team in the country has went through what we've through on the road.
Will you talk a little bit also? What is this team's biggest concern as you enter MAC play?
I would think the biggest concern is we just got to be consistent from game in, from game out. You know, we got to, you know, continue just to emphasize defense and rebounding, and then I think the scoring is going to take care of itself. But you know, we've played a lot of people. A lot of guys have good game experience, and you know, there's a reason why you play non-conference, and obviously that's to get ready for the conference. So you know, we're really really anxious to get going.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach Mondro. If you have a question, press star one. Do we have any further questions?
We are awaiting more questions.
All right, Coach. Well, if that's all we have, we're going to try and keep the call rolling today. So I want to thank you once again for giving us your time, and we'll good luck with your game this weekend and the rest of conference play.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.